A very good question, that in all religion basically speak good things, but the implementation may be different. That is good things. But today you see in the world many people are fighting on the name of religion. How can we solve this problem? It's a very good question, and part of the answer I gave in my talk. And I said that as far as Islam is concerned, we should not kill any human being. So in Maidah chapter 5 verse 32. How can you see to it that we can come to common terms? How can we solve the differences? That also mentioned in my talk in Surah Al-Imran chapter 3 verse 54, which says that Ta'ala qalmatin sawa'in bayna bainakum, that come to common terms as in us and you. If suppose you have 10 points and I have got 10 points. If out of those 10 points, if 5 points are common and 5 are different, I at least agree with those 5 points which are common. The differences will come to it later on. Quran says, Ta'ala wila kalmitin sawa'in, bainana bainakum, that come to common terms as between us and you. Which is the first term? Allah na'budu illallah, that we worship none but Allah. Wala nushrika bihi shay'an, that we associate no partner with Him. So you rightly said how to solve, and I have given the methodology how to solve, that come to common terms. But the point to be noted here is that many people who follow religions, they do not know what their own religious scriptures speak. That is the problem. Many Muslims don't know what the Quran and Sahih Hadith speak. Many Hindus don't know what Hindu scriptures say. Many Christians and Jews don't know what the Bible says. Who's to blame? Followers. Therefore, I tell the people, you read your scriptures. The point of difference, you will come to it later on. At least come to the commonalities. I have given the talk on similarities between Islam and Christianity. I say the things which we differ, we'll come to it later on. At least what your Bible and my Quran says, let's agree with those things which are common. Fight will be solved. What I'm doing now. In my talk, did I ever criticize any religion? I was supposed to reply when certain brothers tried to ask certain questions, which I have to speak the truth. Otherwise, in my talk, you can take the video cassette, I did not criticize a single point on any religion. I never spoke about the differences. I only came to common terms. Differences, I can give a talk on differences between Islam and Hinduism. Difference between Islam and Christianity. I am a student of comparative religion. I can quote verses, alhamdulillah, from the various world scriptures, talking about differences. I keep that when required. When someone tries to disrupt the program, we have to be well aware of these things. But I never use it in my talk. I never use it as a common man. I tell the common man, you read your scriptures, you will come closer to your scriptures, and to universal brotherhood. Read your scriptures, at least first believe in one God. The difference will come to later on. The difference will come to later on. Judaism says that, Christianity says that, Hinduism says that, Islam says that, Sikhism says that, Parsism says that. Believe in one God and worship Him alone. Why do you worship other gods? Come to that point, then come to other points. If we solve this problem of commonalities, if even if there are 3 points common out of 10, at least agree on those common points. The other points, we can agree to disagree. We'll come to it later on. So if we come on the common points first, coming on the comparative studies, believe me, most of the problem will be solved. Believe me. And that's what I'm doing. I'm going throughout the world, and I address audiences of non-Muslims, and many of them, because they're not aware of their scriptures, of our scriptures, many people post questions. Even Muslims aren't aware of the scriptures. So they post questions which they aren't aware of. So I educate them. I educate them about Quran, about Hadith, about Vedas, about Bible, and I quote. When I quote, I give the reference number. So no one can say, oh, Zakir is pulling a fast one. And all these scriptures are quoted, it's available in the Islamic Research Foundation. Our library has the various translations of Vedas. We have hundreds of types of Bibles, more than 30 different versions of the Bibles we have. Alhamdulillah. So whichever sect you belong to, whether Jehovah's Witnesses or Protestant or Catholic, I speak from their scriptures. So if you say that Zakir is wrong, you have to say that the Holy Scripture is wrong. I quote, and most of my talks are quotations. Quotations from various scriptures. If you disagree with the scriptures, that's your choice. If you want to disagree, then most of them disagree. The Quran says, Laikrah Fiddin, there is no compulsion in religion. Truth stands out clear from error. So I am presenting the truth of Hinduism to you. If you want to agree, agree. Do not agree, don't agree. There is a symposium. The third cassette from there. Symposium on concept of God on Islam, Hinduism, Christianity. People may call it a debate. The Hindu pundit from Kerala and Calicut, a Christian father of Calicut and I myself presented the Islamic view. 4.5 hours debate. It's available outside. Scholars of Hinduism, of Christianity, I'm just a student. I'm presenting my view. And it's for the audience to judge. I'm talking about similarities. Quoting their scriptures, chapter number, verse number, chapter number, verse number. The best way to cause all the human beings to unite is find the commonality. Speak about the differences later on. Hope that answers the question.
The next question would be from the slip. Then, if there's a sister, will allow. There's one, Raj Malhotra, he's asking, if Islam is a religion of peace, then how come it was spread by the sword?
The question posed was, if Islam is a religion of peace, how come it was spread by the sword? Islam comes from the root word salam, which means peace. It also means submitting our will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty God. In short, Islam means peace acquired by submitting our will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as I mentioned earlier, that everyone in the world does not want peace to prevail in the world. There are certain antisocial elements for their own benefits. They don't want peace to prevail. The robbers, the criminals. If peace will prevail, they will go out of business. So for their own benefit, there are certain human beings who don't want peace to prevail. So for such types of people, force may have to be used. Therefore, we have police, etc. So, Islam is for peace, but sometimes you may have to use force to put the antisocial elements in their place. And the best answer to this question, that Islam was spread by the sword, is given by De Lacy O'Leary. He's a non-Muslim historian of great repute. In his book, Islam at the Crossroad, on page number 80, says that history makes it clear that the legend of fanatical Muslims sweeping across the world, forcing Islam at the point of the sword over conquered races, is the most fantastic, absurd myth that historians have ever repeated. De Lacy O'Leary, page number 8, book Islam at the Crossroad. I'm asking a question, that we Muslims, we ruled Spain for about 800 years. Later on, the Crusaders came, and they wiped out the Muslims. There was not a Muslim who could openly give the Azan, the call for prayers. We didn't use any force. You know, we Muslims, we ruled the Arab lands for about 1400 years. For a few years the Britishers came, for a few years the French came, but overall, the Muslims were the lordship of the Arab land for 1400 years. Do you know today, there are 14 million Arabs who are Coptic Christians. Coptic Christian means they're Christians since generations. Since generations. If the Muslims wanted, they could have converted every non-Muslim at the point of the sword. We didn't do it. The 14 million Arabs or Coptic Christians are giving witness that Islam wasn't spread by the sword. You know India? India was ruled for hundreds of years by the Muslims. We didn't use the sword. We didn't use the sword. If you people do a wrong thing, you can't catch up those people and blame the religion for that. If you people don't follow the religion, you can't say that Christianity is bad because Hitler incinerated 6 million Jews. If Hitler incinerated 6 million Jews, burned 6 million Jews, you can't blame Christianity for that. There may be black sheep in every community, but we Muslims, we ruled India for hundreds of years. If we wanted, we could have forced every non-Muslim to convert at the point of the sword. We didn't do it. The non-Muslims of India today, more than 80%, they are giving shahada, they are giving witness. You non-Muslims present here are giving witness that Islam wasn't spread by the sword. You are giving witness. We had the power, we didn't do it. Islam doesn't believe in that. Today, the country which has the maximum number of Muslims is Indonesia. Which Muslim army went to Indonesia? Which Muslim army went to Malaysia, which has 55% population of Muslims? Which Muslim army went to the east coast of Africa? Which Muslim army? Which sword? Thomas Carlyle gives the reply. Thomas Carlyle, he writes in his book, Heroes and Hero Worship, that you have to get the sword. Little good will it do that he should spread with the sword. Every new opinion initially begins in the mind of one. One man in the whole world. One man against all the human beings. It will do little good that he picks up a sword and propagates it. Which sword? Even if we had the sword, we can't use it. Even if we had the metal sword, we can't use it. Quran says in Surah Baqarah chapter 2 verse 256, La ikraha fid deen. There is no compulsion in religion. Truth stands out clear from error. anyone who grasps the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rejects the evil, he has held the most strong handhold that never breaks. Anyone who believes in Allah, Allah will take him from darkness to light. Anyone who believes in the evil, the Satan one, he will take him from lightness to dark. Which sword? Sword of the intellect. Quran says in Surah Nahl, chapter 6, verse 125, Udu ila sabi rabbika bilhikma wal mawzatil hasna wajadilum billati ahsan. Invite all to the way of thy Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching and argue with them.